From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president-elect chooses his Secretary of Defense. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked retired Marine General James Mattis as his defense secretary. If Mattis were to be approved, Congress would have to waive a law requiring defense secretaries to be retired from active service for at least 7 years. Mattis retired in 2013. Among other subjects Mr. Trump spoke about late Thursday in Cincinnati, Ohio, were U.S. companies that open facilities abroad.
And I'm asking all companies to keep their jobs in America, and we will work to make America a better environment for workers and businesses. And we will crack down on all foreign trade abuses that undermine your ability and your company's ability to compete. Those days are over when those companies are going to leave.
Mr. Trump headed to the U.S. heartland, celebrating with some of the voters who were sending him to the White House in January. Speaking during his annual State of the Union address, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Moscow is ready to cooperate with the Trump administration, adding it is important to normalize and develop bilateral relations on an equal and mutually beneficial basis. During the U.S. presidential campaign, Mr. Trump praised Putin's leadership. Thousands of conservative Muslims rallied in the Indonesian capital today, demanding the arrest of Jakarta's governor. The governor, a Christian who is seeking re-election in February, is being prosecuted for blasphemy. The charges stem from a comment he made on the campaign trail when he dismissed his political opponents who had cited a verse in the Quran that warns against Muslims supporting non-believers. This is VOA News. South Korea and Japan have imposed unilateral sanctions on their nuclear-armed neighbor, North Korea. The announcement from the sanctions Friday followed Pyongyang's promise to retaliate against new UN sanctions imposed earlier this week. North Korean Vice Foreign Minister Han Song-ryol said, "The adoption of the resolution is another open denial of our country's right to self-defense, which goes beyond the mandate of the UN Security Council. This is an abuse of power." South Korea and Japan already had sanctions in place against North Korea. The new sanctions, however, are mainly symbolic, as trade and exchange between the North and its two neighbors are largely non-existent because of the sanctions that already exist. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization, the FAO, says more than 40 million people need food assistance across southern Africa before the next harvest next March, with Zimbabwe and Madagascar being some of the worst hit. The UN agency has only been able to secure 22% of the funding needed to ease the region's worst drought in 35 years. Sebastian Mofu has more from Harare for VOA.
Chimimba David Piri, the head of FAO in Southern Africa, told journalists in Harare Friday that of the $35.8 million the UN agency in the region need to fund the effects of El Nino, only $8 million has been secured.
If we do not provide support very quickly and urgently, we might find that a famine might develop.
Piri said other Southern African countries were feeling the effects of El Nino less because their governments and international agencies like USAID had moved in to ease the situation. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
El Nino-induced drought has not only left people in Southern Africa countries without food, but also affected some parts of the Horn of Africa, including Ethiopia. Iran is threatening to retaliate after the U.S. Senate gave Congress's final approval to an extension of the American sanctions law against Iran that lawmakers of both parties said is critical to enforcing the international nuclear accord with Tehran. Iran Foreign Ministry spokesman Bahram Ghassemi said that Iran has proved that it sticks to its international agreements, but it also has appropriate responses for all situations. The extension of sanctions by the U.S. Congress, he says, is a violation of the deal. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.